next item is subdivision 2006-54, Cool Spring Realty Ventures LLC, Spring Haven Subdivision Amended Condition.
This is a request to amend the condition that requires sidewalks on at least one side of all streets. This is a 18-lot standard subdivision. Commission granted final approval on May 20th of 2009. The project would need to be substantially under construction by January 1st of 2016. Due to construction designs concerns, the developers are requesting that the sidewalks be eliminated. The minimum lot size is 3/4 acre, and I provided you a copy of the letter from the developer on this request. It's not been built, therefore no lots have been sold or anything at this time.
Well, gentlemen, I don't know how many we've had like this, but I'm starting to wonder about some of these engineers and their designs of the roads, because if they know the requirements are there, how can they then design a road that doesn't include the requirements? So I don't know what's going on in the engineering world or site contractors, but if you have a set of plans that says there's a sidewalk, you build it so there's a set of sidewalks.
You can tell them that.
I know I can tell them that.
They worried. The applicant was here just a minute ago, but I don't know what happened to him. But there were two gentlemen sitting here in the middle, and they got up and left, but their plans are still here. I don't know if they got called out or not.
They're not here.
So we can't. Around, look at another subdivision and see how he put it in sidewalks and how come theirs didn't have one.
So this is to eliminate sidewalks altogether.
Correct.
Not just on one side, but no sidewalks.
Well, they were required to have them on one side, and that's what they're asking to.
And it is playing the devil advocate or whatever. They are 3/4 acre lots.
That's what I was going to say, Mr. Abbott. My next question was, well, I knew it was 3/4 acres, and so therefore I'm assuming it's not a cluster subdivision.
That's correct.
So it's a standard subdivision, and it's an 18-lot subdivision. I don't know if this was doing my time frame or not, or a gentleman who was also very tied to sidewalks as my predecessor was, but
that would have been you.
That would have been me. Okay. I was following in my predecessor's footsteps, who trained me well. I don't see any paved multi-sport court on here either, but
that was the big thing at one time.
But gentlemen, given all joking aside, given that it is a standard subdivision with 3/4 acre lots, and it's small in terms of number of lots being 18, that does reduce my concern for the need for sidewalks. It does not reduce my concern that I have about subdivisions being brought back to us to remove amenities, and that will always remain there when proposed changes are made. So I don't want the engineers or developers to think that it's a carte blanche that they're going to come back and have amenities removed. So, but certain situations, based on the condition, size, et cetera, may in fact necessitate sidewalks, but I don't know that it's necessary in this particular subdivision. So whether it's a problem with their engineer design or contractor design or people not knowing what they're doing or supposed to do, that all being aside, I think it's appropriate, given the size of this subdivision, that there not be a requirement for sidewalks.
I knew there was a motion in there somewhere.
I still second.
Was that a motion?
No, that was not. That was for clarification for so that future requests for this commission to remove certain amenities is not going to be done carte blanche. That it'll be a case by case. From my perspective, it's a case by case review of each individual project and record plan.
I'm not going to ask you to repeat all that, but I am going to encourage the applicant to listen to the audio.
I would too. Basic summary, gentlemen, without going to great lengths, and you might want to listen to it, is that I'm concerned that when someone has a project that calls for certain amenities, that it be designed to include those, and whether it's the roadways or road swales or whatever, if it's a requirement, it should be built to those standards. But.
Can I just paraphrase one thing? Because I want to get this message across, not so much to you folks, but just to engineers in general. We've said it before, and Mike, you touched on it. It's one thing if the commission sees a preliminary site plan and says, you know, that will you put sidewalks on or sidewalks an issue, and they get added as part of the conditions. But it's, and I don't want this to change your motion at all, but for engineers that present to the commission, don't design a preliminary site plan with sidewalks and then come back in at some point later on and say we couldn't have designed the project with sidewalks. You know, I just think that that needs to get out to the engineering community, because it really affects the credibility of the engineers presenting stuff to the county and to the commission. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Well, but I also think the engineer ought to participate in the letter.
Yeah. And we've had that before. I know there's been.
Gentlemen, there's an old rule that says no matter what they're talking about money. Okay? You can design for any condition there is. Doesn't matter. And any of these engineers are fully capable of designing that site plan with sidewalks on both sides if they want to. But it all comes down to the cost. And in this case, with an 18-lot subdivision, I understand where they're coming from. My suggestion is they need to come from there sooner rather than later, and I think that's what Vince is saying.
Yeah, right.
Don't bring this stuff in here and show us that you're going to do these things only to ask to have them taken out later. Right. You know, just be prepared to have to do whatever you put on a plan. If you put a plan in front of us and it's got sidewalks on it, you need to be ready to do that.
Right.
And have some other reason other than it's too expensive, because let's face it, that's what this is all about. It's about the cost of doing it. So, and I get that, and I'm good with that. So
don't say, well, we can't.
Just don't tell me you can't do it. Come on, you know. Yeah, I've right. been, I, you know, I was born at night, but not last night. So go ahead. Actually, I was born at 5:48 in the morning.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2006-54, Cool Spring Realty Ventures. My motion is for approval of their request to remove the sidewalks from the streets, given that this is an 18-lot subdivision, and period.
Fair enough.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. It's moved and seconded to approve the amended condition for subdivision 2006-54, Cool Spring Realty Ventures, LLC, Spring Haven Subdivision. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.